Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Embark on a poetic odyssey through the lush landscapes, ancient echoes, and vibrant history of Ireland. In Ireland's Unparalleled Essence by Normert G. Combs. This literary masterpiece is not just a book. It's a lyrical journey that transcends time and tradition as it encapsulates the awe-inspiring essence of Ireland via the interaction of mythology, literature, and history. Master storyteller Normert G. Combs, recognized by Marquee's Who's Who for accomplishments, has led a distinguished career in radio broadcasting, notably creating and launching KTNQ Radio in Los Angeles. His innovative spirit extends to his ventures into orchid breeding, having registered nearly 600 new Cymbidium hybrid orchids, also discovered new species during an expedition in Asia. Normert's dedication to his crafts and his golden ear for hit music, earning him over 70 gold and platinum record awards, are reflected in the rich tapestry of his writing. And a renowned broadcaster and cultural historian, Normert G. Combs, author of the highly acclaimed Ireland's Unparalleled Essence series, is our guest on This Week in America. Norbert, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Good day to you, my friend. How are you doing?
I am doing fine and really looking forward to this conversation. What you've done is amazing with these books on Ireland. We'll talk about them in detail during the course of our conversation today. It's said that the inspiration for this was a lifelong admiration of Irish culture, that your connection to Ireland runs deep. Let's talk about the foundation for this. Where did this all begin? Where did this all begin for you?
Well, first of all, my wife is of Irish descent. And after taking several different trips, we decided to finally go and visit Ireland. And the moment I landed in Ireland, I became mesmerized with not only the island, but the people. The people there are absolutely incredibly wonderful, kind, and generous. And from that point on, it was my intent to learn as much as I could about Ireland, visit all of it that I could, and begin to take notes and write down all the information that I had gathered and was gathering. And because poetry comes to me very easily, I was able to then transcribe it into a poetic verse that is a great way to express
yes.
the beauty and the culture of that great Emerald Isle.
What was it about that plane flight? You talk about that, and there was a different feeling as you got on the plane, as you were in the plane, even the rhythm of the engines on the aircraft. What was it about that that really stirred you?
Well, you know, I had written poetry when I was a younger man, but in 1963, after the assassination of Kennedy, my dreams died, and I just put poetry away, and I didn't look at it and didn't deal with it and didn't want to deal with it until I got on that plane. And suddenly I was inspired, and I had a book of Ireland, and I started glancing at it. And immediately I realized that I needed to get back to my roots, and my roots were poetry. And that was my inspiration. That plane started taking off, and I began glancing at the book and going through the pages and beginning to realize that I was about to enter a magical and mystical place that I had always believed that existed. And now I had an opportunity to visit it and be able to accumulate knowledge about it so that I could share it with others.
Our guest on This Week in America is Normert G. Combs, G-O-M-E-S. His website is name NormertGCombs.com. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. All five in the series, we've got the book covers on the video version. I'm watching them as we're talking, and I can't wait till the program's over to buy the books and to call my travel agent, because these pictures are beautiful, and the covers alone will get you inspired to learn more about this beautiful land. We're talking about the decision to write the book and how you went about it. There are five books in the series. Did you know there were going to be five in the beginning, or was it just all of the information you had dictated having five books?
Yeah, it was all the information that I had dictated, and once I had broken down the that information into six different sections, Irish extraordinary past, Irish pervasive jaunt, Irish legendary myths, Irish manifested strongholds, Irish prodigious epiphanies, and Irish conspicuous wordsmiths. Once those were all laid out, I realized that one book was not going to be able to accomplish what I wanted to bring forth to the reader. And so when I say we, my publisher and I, came to the conclusion that five volumes was certainly in order, and that's how we ended up in that vein.
And all of the information on the books available at Norbert's website, norbertggomes.com, a link on the website. The book, of course, available Amazon, wherever books are sold. Let's talk about the categories. You've got the six that you mentioned, starting with Irish Extraordinary Past. It, you know, it's said that ancient tales and stories are literally tucked away in every nook and cranny, bringing you closer to the heart of the nation. Talk about that. There's such rich history there, isn't there?
There is. There's an incredibly rich history, and the book begins right at the very beginning of the Gaelics crossing Doggerland. The section unveils the Neolithic period, the Bronze period, the Iron Age, the era of the tribal kingdoms, the early Christian period, the Viking Age, the Norman invasion, the Tudor conquest, the Desmond Rebellions, the Irish Rebellion and the Confederate Wars, the Cromwell Conquests, the Penal Laws, the Great Famine, the Coffin Ships of Hope, and it continues with the period of the Irish Nationalism, the Easter Rising, the period of the Troubles, the Bloody Sunday, Bloody Friday, and concludes with the Good Friday Accord, which brought substantial peace to the Emerald Isle.
As you're going through the list that you cover in the book is Ireland's Unparalleled Essence, the five-book series. We're talking specifically about Volume 1, but all of the details, rich in detail, in all five of the volumes. As you're going through that, some I recognize, some I'm thinking, now that would be an interesting story. Were you familiar with all of these? What was it like for you as you were doing the research and finding all of these historical landmarks in the history of Ireland?
It was an absolute world of discovery. Yes, you're absolutely correct. There were some things that I was aware of, but there were many things that I had no clue about. And the more I learned, the more excited I became and the more research I got into. So, yeah, you're absolutely correct. There's quite a bundle of poems. There's 67 poems in that particular section. And each one of them, there was a lot of heartfelt research that went into it. And I was absolutely not only amazed, but incredibly impressed with the endurance of these great people.
So many of us will remember some of those events in history that we were told or read about in a dry, boring history book. I think now I wish I would have paid more attention to history when I was going through through classes. Had I had a book written in your form with the poetry and the beautiful way you describe this, it really brings a different perspective, doesn't it?
It really does. And it's the lyrical, rhythmic approach of the poetry that's in the book, and it's easy to read poetry. It's not complicated, and it unveils everything in a very brilliant and bright way, if I may say so myself.
Well, I will say that. I will second that, because that's exactly the presentation. It's so well done. Ireland's Unparalleled Essence, the five-volume series available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Norbert's website, norbertggomes.com, a link on the website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the other areas you cover is Irish Pervasive Jaunt. Tell us about that category.
Well, the Irish Pervasive Jaunt is basically a dichotomy of the entire 32 counties in the Emerald Isle. And they're not listed in alphabetical order. Instead, I decided to write them just as I traveled through them. So the order may seem a little odd, but once you get the feel of going from one county to the other and seeing how much they are similar, but yet they are so culturally different to each other, you begin to appreciate the beauty and the culture of Ireland. First section has, I believe, 32 poems in five counties just in that section before we step into Ireland's Unparalleled Essence, Volume 2.
And all of this available, again, in the volumes, and they're available by going to Amazon, of course, wherever books are sold, or Norbert's website, norbertggomes.com. A great trip to the website will really get you excited about the information there, the formatting, the presentation, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A section on Irish legendary myths, and I love that because we think of Ireland, a leprechaun seems to go across our mind as we're talking about that. Talk about Ireland's legendary myths.
Oh, there are so many of yes. them, and I was just so thrilled to be able to get involved in that and not only write about it, but mentally visualize how incredible that era is. And amazing as it may seem, those myths have not died. They are passed on from generation to generation, even to this day. The legendary myths are magical, and you will learn a great deal about the fairies and many elements of Ireland's heritage.
All in the book series, Ireland's Unparalleled Essence, the author Norbert G. Gomes, our guest on the program. A section in all of the books on Ireland, Irish manifested strongholds. Talk about that. This is another fascinating aspect of Irish history and culture.
Well, you cannot go to Ireland without visiting not only its castles, but its strongholds where society began, and you will just be absolutely amazed. There is a great deal of vibrant, intense, and of course bloodstained history that's combined in those two sections in that part of the book that include kingdoms and castles. And if any of you decide to go to Ireland, you will be mesmerized. You will be just absolutely mesmerized of all the castles and everything that went around them and created such a magical myth and the stronghold and foundation for Ireland that made it as great as it is today.
You also have a section in each book on Irish prodigious epiphanies. Get those two words out right, prodigious epiphanies. Talk about that and the importance of that.
Irish prodigious epiphanies was kind of special for me. It wasn't kind of, it was real special for me because as I was going through all of the counties, writing about all the important cultural and different situations within the counties, little stories began to prop up that were unique to each county and were different and were surprising. They were things that I didn't quite expect to find, and I was absolutely enthralled by them. And so I gathered them all together and wrote them as the Irish prodigious epiphanies. And there's 51 or actually there's 81 of those poems, and they're just an absolute delight that you will find that will entertain and tweak the strings of your heart.
You also have a section in each of the books on Irish conspicuous wordsmiths, and let's talk about that because really there are so many renowned Irish writers and poets throughout history, and you have I'm sure they have a special meaning to you. Talk about putting this together.
Yeah, I've got to tell you something. I wish I could have made that even a longer section, because there are so many great writers, and we seem to forget that there are many, many, many great writers that originated or rooted in the Irish background. And there are 70 poems there, and I took it upon myself to understand and study the rich background of each of those, and that's one part of the book that I'm extremely proud of, because I'm proud of wordsmiths. Being a wordsmith myself, those people's their contribution to the Irish literature, not only Irish literature, but even today, that literature graces the whole world. You can find it anywhere you go in the world. You will find Irish literature.
When you go through the list of the renowned wordsmiths, the writers, the poets that that Norbert was talking about, it's amazing. The people there and their Irish heritage and the impact they've had on all of us in literature throughout the years. You also explore the global impact of Irish emigration. Talk about that, because that's been very important as well.
Yes, yes, it's amazing. We seem to forget that not only did the Irish escape that famine in those on those ships heading out to America, but they headed out to Australia, and they headed out to Canada. They headed out all over the world. So we are influenced all over the world by the Irish. The Irish have been rooted everywhere, and we ought to consider ourselves fortunate that they brought their culture and their beliefs and their styles of living and graced us with those elements.
Talk a little bit about Ireland, how they balance that cultural heritage that we've talked so much about and you write about so eloquently in the five-part series, Ireland's Unparalleled Essence. Balance that with the demands of a rapidly changing world. Where do they fit into the global picture now?
They fit into the global picture as an example of how a people who can very easily be divided and have incredible differences, yet have the ability to look at each other and realize how important they are to their own society and their own existence, and they become one. And that, to me, is so very, very important. At the end of each book, I specifically thank the Irish people in Ireland, because they have given us so much in the world. And by the way, one of the things that we haven't touched upon is that for each poem that is in the books from volume 1 through volume 5, there is a corresponding artwork that goes with it. So not only is the covers of each of the volumes outstanding, but along with them, with the poems, are absolute incredible artwork. And in the section of the wordsmiths, each of the wordsmiths are visualized in artwork there.
The book is so beautifully done. The book series, Ireland's Unparalleled Essence by Norbert G. Gomes. Our guest on the program, his website is his name, norbertggomes.com. Like on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We've touched on the rich history, the timeless beauty of this captivating land, and you'll see it in the book as well as on the covers. You talk about its resilient spirit. Talk about the Irish people and that resiliency that you feature in the series.
I'm going to tell you something. I was so impressed with the Irish people. They're not put off. They are very kind. They're very generous. They open up their arms and their hearts, and they welcome you. And one simple little story. When I was at the Temple University, crossing the street to go to one section, I stumbled and I fell, and it was amazing. I was surrounded by Irish people who were all there ready to help me and wanted to make sure that I was okay. I mean, that's the kind of people they are. If something happens, they're right there on the spot to bring their assistance and to make you feel better. I can't say enough about the Irish people. The Irish people are, to me, some of the kindest and dearest and sweetest people that I've ever had the opportunity to meet.
You know, so many people have probably thought, I would love to go to Ireland. This is sort of the impetus they need to get them to look into travel there. I've done that. I see pictures and it's like, okay, we would need to go there. Then I see another picture. Well, we would need to go there. And then another picture. And I'm thinking, I need to spend 6 months there to cover all of that. Are there must-sees for somebody that's there maybe 7, 10, 14 days? What would you put at the top of the list of, if you're going to Ireland, you need to see this?
Well, I would tell you that there are so many specific places that I would recommend that there are too many. But I would say that you need to go to Dublin. You need to go to Belfast. You need to go to Kilkenny. I mean, there is so much history there that you will absolutely fall in love with. Galway, another gorgeous place to go to, where the spirit and the people are just so high. I would recommend anybody who has any intention of going on a journey to Ireland. You will never, ever regret it.
You know, that question was unfair. It was sort of like asking you to pick your favorite child. There are so many things that are beautiful and breathtaking, and we really need to see it. I was asking you to tell me your favorite, and that was unfair, but you did an excellent job about answering my awkward question, putting you on the spot with that. A couple of minutes left in the program. I know your goal is to do book readings, signing events across the country, taking Ireland's unparalleled essence out and discussing it and reading from the books. How are you coming with that project? Will you be out on tour?
Yes, we're beginning to build that foundation now. I have several people that are organizing that for me. And I suspect that sometime in the next couple of months, we will be afoot across the country, even into Canada, doing book readings, book signings. And I will wear my best smile when someone wants to take a picture.
You'll find all that information. Another reason to go to Norbert's website, norbertggomes.com. We'll have all of the information there. The only thing better than getting the books and enjoying them would be having Norbert read from them to you. And that would be a fascinating event. And check for those when they're going to be available in your area. Just a few seconds left here at the end. What are you working on now? What project do you have going?
Well, I've recently come back from Egypt, and I am now working on a series for Egypt. So I'm excited about that, as well as my publisher is. And that will be my next venture down the line. And in September, I'll be heading out to Peru, where I'm going to go to Machu Picchu, and I'm going to be taking a lot of notes, and that will be another series down the line. So the most current one is, of course, Egypt, and it will follow Ireland, and it will have the same tones and same style and same delivery that Ireland's unparalleled essence has.
With us on the program has been Norbert G. Combs, renowned broadcaster, cultural historian, master storyteller. I love what you've done with Ireland. Can't wait for the two series you're going to be working on, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those as well. This series is Ireland's Unparalleled Essence, 5 volumes. You'll find them wherever books are sold, and of course at Norbert's website. Norbert, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and we'll look forward to doing it again. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great, incredible day, and please, to all the listeners, go visit Ireland.
I can't wait to try that myself, and I've got my guidebook, although I got five of them there for me, so I'm all set to make my trip, and I'd like to thank EC Publishing LLC for arranging our conversation with Norbert today. And once again, Ireland's unparalleled essence, five volumes. His website, norbertggomes.com. Books available wherever books are sold. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.